Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so they're saying that Matthew Perry, we already know, in the initial tests, it has revealed that he was negative for fentanyl and meth.
Nice.
Now, I'm not surprised by that, because those were never his drugs of choice, but you never know.
Hey, really don't.
And fentanyl has killed a couple of celebrities, unfortunately.
Right.
So I am glad to hear that those were negative. Other people were saying that he was happy and in good spirits before.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't even really know if it was drugs or something totally medical that led to him drowning in his hot tub.
But what we do know is that it wasn't meth.
It was not meth and it was not fentanyl. We do know that.
Good.
But yeah, everybody's saying he was in good spirits. So the other than prescription meds, nothing was there.
Okay. Well, oh man.
I mean,
that just only makes it like hairier than.
Yeah.
Then it's like, then what happened to this man?
Well, and now that the cast released a statement, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. with all the basic stuff in it, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad you showed me the video yesterday
mm-hmm.
of the reunion where Matthew Perry speaks up and says, "I haven't talked to any of these people." They're acting like they still keep in touch, and he was like, "I haven't talked to any of y'all."
Right.
That was a wild clip.
Oh no, that was a wild clip because it literally was during the reunion where they're all sitting on the couch having a good time.
Which means he was probably sober, because when you're sober, you got to get real.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. He was probably like, "Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
I'm living in my truth right now, and the truth is we don't talk."
Well, there was a point in the video where they're all like, "Oh yeah, we keep in touch. It's not every day, but you know, every now and again we'll check in with one another. We're busy."
Blah
we
blah get blah. It.
And then Matthew Perry leaned back, crossed his leg, and said, "Keep talking." Uh huh. And then they asked him, they're like, what about you, Matthew Perry? Do y'all keep in touch? And he goes, "I ain't heard from nobody."
Oh.
Shoulder shrug. Don't feel bad about it. Right.
I love him for that, though.
But speak your truth.
He's just keeping it real, mm-hmm. you know? So Matthew Perry, that's the initial first update, was that the meth and fentanyl was negative, which is not a surprise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 103.7 KISS FM. Happy November.
Woohoo. If you ain't realize how cold it was, yeah, we getting there.
It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I think that I can deal with the little bit of snow and ice because of November being here today.
Yeah.
Yesterday it felt weird, but now that we've gone one day and it's a new month, feels good.
It's a little more acceptable. I mean, especially like the city's already moving on to mm-hmm. the holidays. They're harvesting the Christmas tree today.
Is today the day?
Today they're grabbing it.
What do you mean? Like they're going and picking it up and transporting it downtown?
I saw it this morning.
Red Arrow Park or whatever.
A lady by the name of Denise Blue, the one donating it. Yeah, from her home, because her nephew loves Christmas so much that he was like, "Can we donate?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, why not?"
I didn't know that the whole Christmas tree thing is such a thing in Milwaukee. Like, comes from a specific person every year
mm-hmm.
who donates the tree and it's just right. And then they bring it downtown and it's a whole thing.
It's a very big deal. So that's
Jew
today.
And me didn't know the Christians were making it so big. I was like, look at the Christmas, the lengths we go to for a Christmas tree. It's impressive.
Allie said, look at y'all go. You go, Glenn Coco.
Good job.
No, it is a big deal, but it is cool to see, though. The tree is giant.
Yeah.
And then
it's
when they transport it, I mean, wow. Watching something that huge get moved.
Yeah,
not many people see that.
Today is the day where we will no longer judge for any Christmas lights. It's go time.
Yeah, no, I won't judge you at all.
DZ, mm-hmm. we're not. It's November 1st. It's go time.
Nope, I'm not judging.
Christmas lights are allowed today, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's go time.
Yeah, sure.
And my neighbors had them on last night.
They
by the
did?
Way, yes.
Oh, wow.
They sure did.
Oh, hype.
All right, I got to tell you coming up next what that I found out is wrong with my house. It's not a small problem this week.
Oh, that laugh. Oh, dog, that laugh. Wait, what do you mean? You got a big problem?
I got a big problem. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be spending a nice chunk of money on this problem, and I'm going to tell you all about it next. A problem I kind of knew I had, but didn't know I had.
You ain't know how bad it was, did you?
It's been a hell of a week, everybody. I'll tell you about it next. I had to call someone.
The Ghostbusters? Nah.
No, but I did call a superhero.
I like what you did there.
That's their theme.
It is.
So it's 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. This week, I found out that I've got quite a mess on my hands, DZ, when it comes to my house.
What's going down? I mean, because you said this is a big problem, DZ.
It's a very big problem. The fact it's going to take 2 days of work to come into my house and do this.
Oh, that doesn't sound terrible.
Oh, that doesn't? Two full days?
Well, what's the problem?
Normally, it's an hour in and out when something's wrong at your house. I called the superheroes at Kern Electric. Not an ad, but it should be. Because I have not had an electrician in my house in like 10 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had electricians in my house, but they've never done anything, if you know what I mean. They've never fixed anything. Thanks for nothing. So I've never actually hired an electrician to come in.
But now you did. You got the superheroes. They showed up with the capes.
I called Kern Electric and I said, can you guys come by and do like a few things for me electric wise? Like I need you to fix the garage light that I have, that the motion light that sensors when people walk up. That's been broken for years.
Okay.
I have a couple other things I need you to look at. They go, sure, no problem. And so when they got to my house, right before, I went down and I opened up my panel, my electric panel.
Oh, yeah, your box.
My box where, you know, you shut off the, if you have an outage or whatever.
Your fuse box, yes.
Thank you. I go down and look at it, and DZ, I realize that there is nothing labeled.
Wait,
Nothing is labeled on my box. I've lived in my house for, 10 years. Not one thing is labeled. The furnace, which was probably labeled because a guy came in to fix it and was annoyed he couldn't figure out where the fuse was, and he probably labeled it for me.
Of course.
Yeah. Which means, yes, there was a box, it was done, and it was not done correctly. And at one point, I think it was like, is this even legal to have a box where I don't know what goes to what?
It's not.
It's not.
I'm going to tell you right
it's
here,
not,
right now.
You're right, it's not.
Having recently bought a house and gone through this, it's not legal at all.
Yeah.
Because our inspector walked us through everything, and he walked me to the fuse box and went, well, you got to do this is going to have to be changed. Well, actually, this is up to code-ish, but there's a lot of legalities that go into this, and if things aren't labeled, that's a big no-no. Mm-hmm. A big no-no.
Well, I had the big no-no in my house, and how I went that many, like every time, the few times I had to flip it, I just did the whole thing, which is probably even worse for the house.
You hit the entire breaker. You turn the whole house off.
I know, it's so bad. It's so bad. I was mortified. And I looked at these guys and I go, like, I'm embarrassed, but this is going to be the... Do you come into people's houses often and they're this dumb? That's what I'm thinking, looking at the guy. Like, they must be like, this chick is insane.
Well, you're not an electrician. You don't know what stuff is. Nor do you know how big of a deal that is.
And somebody said to me, well, how did you buy the house with it like that? I'm like, I didn't. It didn't... there was work done. And the electrician who came in 10 years ago didn't label anything. So it's even worse. So
it was labeled when y'all bought it.
No, it was. Yes, it was. Of course it was. I never would have bought that house like that. So now I come out of my days of little kids and I start paying attention to things around my house. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is not okay.
Oof.
So they're coming in next week and they're putting in a new panel. Because by the way, there was all these things that, I mean, it's like illegal. Like I'm like, oh my God, you guys.
Violation.
Go, do you want us to do the bare basics? I go, no, because one day I'm going to sell this house and I need this done.
Right.
So I need you to come back and I need you to fix it and I need you to put in a new panel legally and up to code so there's not going to be a fire and I need you to label everything. And they're like, we got it. We'll come next week. 2 days. It's going to take 2 days to come into my house. They need full days to do this because it's that intensive. They have to go. I'm like, I can't believe this.
No, now it makes two full days. Now it makes a lot more sense. That is a big deal.
Gee, so can I borrow some money?
I'm broke, baby.
Me too, baby.
Well,
now,
no,
I mean, this is, it's not cheap what's happening here. So I'm like, oh, but I'm going to feel so, but I also am going to feel so good when it's done.
Right.
And done by somebody I trust, honestly. Well,
and the reality is, and I'm not meaning to like scare you anymore, because I know you already realize the severity of this.
It's bad.
But without things being labeled and without anybody having been in that box, you don't know what that last electrician did. You don't know if he properly capped off any wires. You don't know if you got like just current feeding into anything. No pun on current electric. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, it literally can start a fire under the proper conditions, and you got to take care of that, yo.
Isn't that scary?
Quite.
And for the girl that has fire anxiety. So that is,
on top of that.
On top of that, I got fire anxiety.
Yeah. Can current come like today?
They're coming like on Monday. So it's happening. We've got it. They got me in pretty soon. So 2 days of work. They're going to come in and put the new box in next week. And it's going to be all legal and safe now.
Good.
And because we know them, obviously I trust them. And I'm not worried about them coming in and going, hey, and just making things up. Because that's all, you know, because for someone who knows nothing, that's intimidating for me to have somebody, an electrician, come in. I don't know anything.
Well, and now, backup, I'm saying with the last experience of an electrician, now you even doubt him more. Well, you know what I'm saying? But honestly,
that guy was not a, you know, was not.
we ain't going to say he wasn't certified, but we're wondering.
He was certified, but, you know, now everything will be done legally. And then an inspector will come in after and look at it.
Yeah. No,
and everything, he said an inspector will come check this. I'm like, that's even more awesome.
Well, you know, when somebody's vetted, and I've rocked with current at our previous house. We got them planned to come into the next house.
Yeah.
I've worked with them in places I've worked at, like places I've managed. Current does the right work.
And now they sponsor Am I the Jerk. Again, not an ad, but it should be.
But it should be, dog. For real, though.
So that's my update for you on my house issues. If anybody wants to call and give input or share the last thing you realized in your house was a mess, you're more than welcome, okay? We will talk to you or not next. I'm just going to sit here and look at my bill over here. Oof. It feels bad and good all at once, DZ.
Yeah.
It feels bad because it costs money, but it feels good because I feel like the problem is solved. So I feel good, you know?
It's going to feel even better in the long run. And like you said, when you look to the future and want to sell the home,
I won't be worried about that.
It's done.
Come in. Come on in. Check it out.
Check the panel. Would you like to see our labeled panel?
Let me open it for you.
Here's the bathroom, the kitchen, the basement.
1-414-533-1037. The last thing you found was not legally up to code and possibly going to start a fire in your house.
Goodness gracious.
Or don't. 103.7 Kiss FM. Here's Miley Cyrus. Okay, so I was just telling DZ and everyone else that I had a bit of a problem with my electric box at my house. It was basically not up to code and going to start a fire any day. That was a little dramatic how I added that in, but
no, I don't think so.
You never know.
Bit of a problem is an understatement. You got a big of a problem.
Yeah, so I'm getting a whole new panel, a new fuse box next week, and Current Electric's gonna come do it, which is nice. But I think Roman's on 3. Pull him up. He was a kid and he was trying to tell me a story. Is this Roman?
Yeah.
Hi, Roman. Morning, how old are
bud.
You?
I'm 11.
Cool.
Like, he's not a kid. He's grown.
He's like Owen. He's not a kid.
Yeah.
You were trying to tell me a story, but I could hear your mom in the background. What's the story?
So once in our house, we went at it, and all of our light bulbs broke at once. They all popped.
Wait, what?
They had a surge. They had a power surge because something was probably miswired. Somebody hit a switch, and all the lights went poof.
Wait. When there's a surge, all the light bulbs blow? Wait,
if
they
things
break?
Are if things are crosswired, backwired,
they
like
break?
They can, well, it causes like an oversurge, and bulbs can only handle so much, right? So much wattage. When you supersede that wattage, what you think's gonna happen? Boof.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So Roman, how did your mom feel when that happened?
She was crazy.
She went crazy.
Mom, I would be freaky. Did you know what happened, Mom?
No, but we rented, so I didn't have to worry about the bill.
Okay, well, thankfully. I missed that part. They were renting at the time. That's when renting is nice.
Nice. You're like, not my problem.
That's
call
on
the
you.
Landlord. Well, thanks for sharing, Roman. I hope that never happens to me now.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't happen to y'all again either.
Yeah. Bye.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Wow. Somebody said, what is this going to cost you? My box is all messed up. Call Current Electric and get your own quote.
Find out. It might be cheaper for you, hopefully.
It'll all come out in the wash, though, when you sell the house. It'll all come out in the wash.
That part. It'll all come out.
It will one day. It will.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? on Kiss FM.
So today the issue has to deal with someone who doesn't want to work with their family
at all.
Rude, yeah. Or not if or, you don't like your family, which a lot not, of people don't.
Or not, but
so we'll be the judge of that.
We shall indeed. Jade hit us.
Yeah.
And said, how can I avoid working with family? I've worked at a store for the last 6 months and I've been loving it. Went from associate to assistant manager pretty quick, and I see myself working here for a while until I finish school.
Ooh.
It's the first job I feel like I've genuinely enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, my mom was talking to me and my sisters about my job and how she wants them to follow my example. What I didn't know was that this meant that she wanted them to apply where I work with me.
Ah!
That's the last thing I want to happen. I love my family dearly, but when we're all together, it can be a little much. I really like the independence this job's given me, and I feel like that's going to go out the window as soon as anyone in my family comes in the picture.
Yeah, it's your thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to stop them from applying, but I really don't want them to work here either. How can I suggest they work elsewhere to avoid having to babysit at work?
Okay, so a lot of people, a job is actually more of an identity than they think. Like, it's not who you are, but it adds to your independence. It adds to you having somewhere to go. It makes people feel good. Some people feel a part of something at a job.
Oh.
Not everybody, some.
Oh,
some people,
yeah.
Their job makes them feel important, or they feel a part of something if they don't have that in their life, right?
Right.
Or maybe they have friends at work, or they're part of a group, you know?
Well, it's an independence thing,
yeah,
especially when
totally,
you're close with your family. I get it.
Totally an independence thing.
Mm.
So I think about that when I listen to this.
Yeah.
And I go, you're trying to have your own thing and be independent in life and not depend on your family for everything. And then they come work with you. And now you're together all the time.
They see you enjoying something and go, we're going to do it too. Yeah.
You're like, no, be independent. Because now it's like they're not being independent. They're hanging out with you to get, you know,
but
go get your own job.
But it's not like they're riding your coattails. They do got to apply and technically get the job for themselves.
True.
But they put you down as a reference.
Give them a bad reference.
Oh, that person? Terrible. Don't.
Yeah. What do you think?
Really though?
Mm-hmm.
Honest opinion. I think this could be great. I think you should do it.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why?
You're being a little petitious and you're being selfish.
Mm.
You are the leader. You're a pinnacle of example, and your family sees that.
Mm-hmm.
They want to model themselves after you, so they're learning from you.
Mm.
Mom is putting you in a position to help teach, to lead. Mm-hmm. She's looking at you as like a figurehead almost, right?
Because
she knows they're not going to work with her. Whatever mom does, but your job is more relative to something they could do.
Yeah.
Y'all all got to be close in age because nobody said nothing about age, but y'all got to be close in age. You need to guide your sisters because you are your sister's keeper, right? In any scenario. And they're not going to work there for a long time. I can almost guarantee it.
Mm.
I can almost guarantee they're going to be there for a little bit and then something will happen and somebody will leave or you guys will have a moment and one of y'all is going to go, you know what? I'm out.
They better not be. Next thing you know, they're running the whole place 20 years later.
All of them.
I'm the manager. You're the assistant manager.
And that's even more amazing if that's the progression of this, because that means you guys are all built like that.
Mm.
Look, I've worked with sisters. I think it's a wonderful environment because then you know they have each other's back, but then that means that their family ethic, their work ethic also stands strong.
Because you know them. But isn't it a problem, though, if you have a real problem and now things are being taken personally if you're working with your family? That's the problem. You can't separate personal and business if you work with your siblings.
You have to. You have to.
You can't.
You got to find a way to.
Let my sister try to tell me what to do at work. Let her.
Hey, if she's the assistant manager and you're just an associate,
I'd be like, oh yeah, manage me, try it.
It is a drastic line of difference where that sisterhood has to be put on pause and you got to listen to your employee, right? Or you got to listen to your employer at that
rate. True.
I say you got to do it. It's not going to be long term. You see yourself being there long term.
Yeah.
I doubt your sisters will be. You can help them. Embrace it. You are.
You say, let them work there.
You top dog.
Even though it's, how can I avoid working with family? You can't is
you
what
can't.
You're saying.
You really can't.
Oof, you got to move.
You gotta leave.
You gotta leave, Jade. 1-414-533-1037. What do you guys think? Should she work with her family and just let it go? Like DZ said, let them come get jobs with you. What should she do?
Help them out.
She doesn't want to babysit at work.
She's gonna have to.
Oh boy, we'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Working with your family, what to do. DZ said, just let it happen, man.
Why not? It could be a beautiful experience.
True, true that. Well, Sarah's in Kenosha this morning, and she said she grew up working with her siblings, and she liked it. I think.
Well, then what is your advice, Sarah? Good morning.
Is that true, Sarah?
Good morning. Yes. Well, we worked at the same restaurant for many years. Mm-hmm. My brother worked in the kitchen. He was a chef. Mm-hmm. I was a hostess, and my sister was a waitress.
Wow.
And, yeah. And I really enjoy those memories because years ago, my brother passed away, and it was nice having all that time with him. And my sister and I are really close now. And it's all due to us having that chance to work with each other and build our work ethic. And it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, and you know, man.
I'm sorry about your brother.
Yes.
Two, what was the restaurant you guys all worked at? I have to know.
We worked at Apple Holler. It's a restaurant, Apple Orchard.
Sarah, we know familiar. What Apple Holler
we're familiar.
Is.
Oh, good.
I mean, okay, come on.
It's a wonderful place. That's where I met my husband, too. We've been together like 23 years.
It was a whole family effect.
I was going to say, the whole thing's incestual. Like, everybody. I'm kidding. No. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, Sarah.
Thank you. This is the first time I've called in. I'm so excited. I listen to you guys all the time.
Day one.
Yeah. Let's get you back for day two.
Call tomorrow. We'll talk to you then, girlfriend.
I'll try. I'm running late to work here. I'm a teacher, so I gotta go.
All right, we'll let you go. Bye, Sarah. Have a good day.
Bye. Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. She's like, I'm literally late for work. Bye.
She's so Midwest nice. She's like, okay, I'm late for work, like, but bye, okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Bye, love you. Okay, bye, love you.
Love you.
Okay, love you. Okay, have a good day. Okay, bye. No, but for real, something that she inspired in me, the thought of, you could work on your maybe quote-unquote toxicity or your little muchness outside of the household.
Yeah.
And y'all can build on that together.
Yeah.
And then strengthen that relationship, right?
True.
Just saying.
Dan's in East Troy this morning. Let's pull him up. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Allie. Good morning, Dizzy. Thank you for having me.
Happy to have you.
Well, look at all that niceness.
Again, first time caller, fifth, getting through. This is really exciting. Thank you.
This is an exciting addition.
I've worked with my brother.
Oh.
And honestly, when you can take orders, when you got somebody above you and you're receptive to like what you need to do, that's different. But when you're at the same position, it's like when you kind of cut corners and things like that, it kind of becomes animosity when you're like, hey, come on, man, let's not do it like this. Let's do it better. Let's do it, you know, let's get this done the right way.
Yeah.
And then when they're like, oh, dude, I ain't trying to do all that. That's too much energy.
Because your brother will say that to you.
Working with family becomes a problem, you know,
right.
Because you got to be able to lay down that ground line of, hey, I'm the boss. You need to listen to me. But sometimes siblings just don't see that, you know, that differentiate
that's
in that line.
My fear, Dan, and that's where things get taken personally because I'm not afraid to look at my sister and go, I'm not doing that. Even if I was
correct.
At work, I'd be like, tell me one more time.
Well, if you don't work on it, you're never going to be able to do that. Did you ever work with your
correct.
Siblings?
No, but then I go, what are you going to do? Fire me? And then she has that moral dilemma.
Yes, I'm going to fire you.
Right. And at some point, that feels like a threat. And you're like, nah, I'm good. I'm done being around y'all.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. No, I get it. Siblings are not going to give you the respect, unfortunately, that someone you
correct.
Don't know is. Let's just keep it real. Let's just keep it real.
We're keeping it real. Dan kept it as real as it could be, man. He said,
by the way, when you said that thing about late for work, I got to put my hand up. Late for work on the phone, on the radio.
All right, Dan. We'll talk to you later, man.
Take care, guys. Thank you for having me on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Love you. Bye-bye.
Just getting everybody into work today. Wow. Teresa is driving from Milwaukee to Madison. She's got time. She doesn't have anywhere to be.
She ain't there yet. She ain't late yet. Morning, Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.
Good morning.
Working with siblings, DZ says, go for it. What do you say?
I had an awful experience of a manager asking, hey, should we hire your brother? And I'm like, no, the kid does not work. And this was an older brother.
And he hired him
anyway, and they harass me all the time. Can you call him? He's running late. Can you call him? He's not here today.
Oh, I never thought about that. She now becomes the point person for him, and she's not his mom. They're like, where's your brother? And she's like, I don't know. Call him. I didn't think about
that. I have the same thing
that.
With the daughter.
Works with you?
She used to. They asked me, should they hire her? And I said, no, she has no work ethic. They hired my other daughter. They hired both of them. And one was great. One, I was honest. She has no work ethic, and I don't want to deal with it. And I work two different departments. Don't ask me if you hire her. And within 2 weeks, can you call her? She's running late.
Oh my God.
That's not my job.
That's not my job.
Well,
no.
And this is the problem with references and referrals.
Yeah.
I am very particular who I let put me down anymore.
Yes.
And people call, and I'm like, I will avoid. Sometimes I say yes if I believe in them, but a lot of people, I'm like, hell no, I wouldn't be a reference for you because you suck. And
no,
I said
you.
What I said. And that's the hardest thing, to tell people no, you know?
But Teresa...
She did it to her own daughter, dude.
Teresa did it to her brother and sibling and said, no, I don't think they'd be good for this job.
Something else.
I love them as family, but I don't think they're working. I don't know what to tell you. And they still didn't listen to Teresa.
No.
And you got to worry about it reflecting on you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Part. That's the part of references and referrals. It looks bad on you if they don't show up. Mm. That's why it's no good.
The only difference with Teresa and Jade is that Jade is the actual assistant manager. So it is going to be her job to call people or be like, hey, you running late. What's the word?
She's in charge.
But let's be honest. Y'all live together. Y'all probably going to ride to school. Y'all going to ride to work together.
Ew. Ick. I hope not. God. Okay, thanks, Teresa.
Teresa, appreciate your call.
You have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
I loved how savage she was. She's like, I threw my kid under the bus. I threw my brother under the bus because they aren't good.
Shrugs.
She kept it real.
She kept it real.
Because it's business, not personal. Charlie, last but not least, is calling from the farm in Fond du Lac. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. Charlie.
Boo.
Charlie grew up working with his siblings. What was that like?
How'd that go?
It was good. My sister and I were 12 and 13. We started milking cows together by ourselves.
And it was fine.
Yeah. And my brother, he did the field work and I took care of the cows. And
so
he'd always tell me to do what to do. I'm like, I don't tell you what to do. You do your thing.
Oh, so then he wasn't allowed to boss you around. See?
He did, but it was a mutual thing. Like, I would just, hey, do yours, I do mine.
And leave me the hell alone.
Please, and thank you.
Bye. All right. Charlie.
But we get along. Great. I mean, we're a real close family. We can
Do we lose them?
Well, they're so close, they're clearly not on the same plan because the same cell phone plan.
Yeah, dang. Oh, we lost them. It's all good.
Oh, man. I'm trying to read our text real quick. Somebody said, if you can't take advice/guidance as in your best interest from your sibling, y'all ain't that close, or it's a reflection on your upbringing. I said what I said. Well, that took a turn.
I can't disagree with that. If you can't take the direction from your own blood, how are you expected to take direction from people you don't even know? You can't give other people more respect than you give your own family.
Somebody texted in all caps, which means they're yelling.
Ooh.
Never ever work with family. It never ends well.
Oh,
I mean, this is just common knowledge also. How dumb to say, oh yeah, waste the employer's time and money and let them come in for a bit, even though we know it won't work.
Tell me you got sibling trauma without telling me you got sibling trauma.
Ding, ding. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
I guess.
Should be called the $5 studios.
Find the five studios.
Because, boy, is our game getting good around here.
It's getting to the point where we got callers asking if we found the five yet. I didn't know that was a thing already.
I didn't know they caught on so quick.
Real quick.
DZ started this. You started this.
I know. And now I'm mad.
What was it you tried to pay me for bacon I bought you one day? We got food delivered to the station. Yep. And I said, just let me pay for it.
And I was like, no.
Here's my $5 for the bacon. I go, take it. So we started fighting over who was going to take the five.
You didn't want to take the five. So I hid the five. And then you found the five.
I found the five. He had put it. Was that the first one? Was underneath?
The first time was in your purse. First I hid it in your purse.
Oh, yeah. And then I saw it and I go, you son of a, like literally, and I go, oh, and I go, I'm gonna hide it back. So then I took it and we started hiding it until now it's become a game.
It's been in like five different places already. the five has been in five different places.
The best thing you did was when you had it, you had somehow folded it so small
that it
was wrapped up in my microphone, you guys. I was using this microphone for weeks before I realized the $5 bill was basically molded into it.
At least a month.
You jerk.
It was such a
Speaking
good spot.
Speaking of, am I the jerk? You're the jerk. But then, payback's a B because Allie got her turn next. When she discovered the five in the microphone, it was my turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I hid the five. The latest one, you have not been able to find.
This is week three now found it.
It has to be in the studio, which is not a very big room.
No.
So it's somewhere in this room, the $5 bill, but you cannot find it.
And it's
fair game. And to the point where I even gave you a hint and I said, it's not up high.
Right.
Which I feel like is kind of helping you.
No, I don't believe you still because I'm still looking up high.
You promise? Why would I tell you that? That would be the game. That's stupid.
I guess. I I tell you it's not a pie. If it's
I
a pie.
Want you to find it because I'm already sitting here getting a kick out of where it is. I'm like, come on, find it.
And I feel like you keep looking at it, but I can't. Like, I'm trying to pinpoint.
What I find funny about your method when you look is you look places you'd put it.
Yeah, basically.
Because you're walking around looking at the equipment the way you put the five in my microphone. You're like, is it in the mic? Is it in this? And I'm thinking,
nope.
There's another. There's another hint.
So don't think like me. Think like Allie.
Think like Allie.
Think like
Allie. But I don't really know what that means.
Where's the coffee, Allie? The five's in the coffee.
I did. You did ask me if it was in my giant bin of Vital Proteins collagen.
I was like, it's in the collagen, ain't it?
It's not. It's
not. Oh, God.
But it's not a long shot.
Bro, this five is MIA, and I am aggressively trying to find it. I ain't going to lie. Like, it's irking me.
Ah, somebody just sent a message, Devin, and said $5 bill under the chair.
Ooh.
Never even thought about that as a hiding spot.
Let me look under my chair real
as
quick.
As I said, I never thought about it as a hiding spot. He's looking under the chair.
Still going to look under the chair.
That would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about under the chair.
Devin, I think you just gave me an idea.
That was a good one. No, because now I'm always going to look under the chair. Well, right now, Find the Five is still going in this studio. It's probably going to go for the next 5 years at this point because it hasn't stopped. But good luck, DZ. You're going to need it.
I am going to need it. It's on me, man. I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it.
Good luck. It's in this studio somewhere.
Fine.
That's all I got to say. You started it. I'm going to finish it.
Oh, it's like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about mama.
Maybe you'll never find it.
Oh, challenge accepted.
Okay. Don't forget we have Jonas Brothers tickets coming up before 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to get out of the car, just pull up the Odyssey app and you can listen online. You'll know when we're giving them away.
And you won't miss it.
You won't miss it. But Am I the Jerk is coming up next. It came from a listener who sent us a message on Facebook, and it has to do with her not wanting somebody at the hospital for something going on.
Okay.
Is she the jerk? We'll talk about it next. Can't wait.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, well, this one came to us on Facebook, and she wants to be anonymous, so let's give her a name. She probably wants to be anonymous because she's talking smack about her mother-in-law, future mother-in-law.
Let's call her Patty.
Patty. All right, Patty said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not wanting my fiancé's mother to spend the night in the hospital with us when he goes in for surgery? We're going to be at the hospital for 5 nights, and I know hospitals don't have enough room for 3 people to sleep. So am I the jerk for having him tell his mom she can't spend the night in the hospital with us, but I'm staying?
Ooh.
Please help me out. What was her name again?
Patty.
Patty, that's right.
Patty okay, with the problem.
Patty. Patty is basically wanting to know if she's the jerk for kicking out the mom for her. Is it the mother-in-law or the wifey is the problem we're dealing with today?
And that's, and you going to make the man do
girl?
It too? Oh, dog.
Tell a mob you can't come, but I can come.
You birthed him, but I birthed some for him. You hear me?
It's 5 nights in the hospital. You can't come.
Yeesh.
Ended it with, I want to be anonymous. Shocking, right?
Crazy.
I don't know what the surgery's for. She did not say.
But it's got to be extensive if you're going to be there for five days in recovery.
Nobody's in the hospital. That's a long one. Yeah, that's a big one.
Got to be open something
that's
surgery.
That's a big one.
Right. It's a major surgery, I'd guess. Dog, that's his mother.
Yeah.
But you're his wife.
Well, fiance.
Well.
It might as well be.
You know what I mean.
You're together. You're the woman he's with.
You've made the choice. Like, you've made that conscious choice. Like, a man and a woman, when they get together, they start their own family, right?
Mm.
A man normally don't leave, quote unquote, his mother until he has, you know, a potential mother for his own, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're saying that it's okay because he's in a relationship with her.
And they're clearly deep into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get married. He has chosen his partner. She might take some precedent over parent now.
What I think is interesting is how it's her asking, not him. It's like, what does he want? How do you know what he wants?
Yeah.
Is that what he wants? Or are you assuming that's what he wants? Because you don't want the mom there. Is it you don't want the mom there or he doesn't want the mom there?
Hold up.
That's where I went in my mind was, who are you to decide who he has in the room?
Hold up,
This is just like when a woman has a baby. Nobody can tell her who's in there but her. That means the baby daddy can't even come in if I don't say so.
That is true.
So it's up to him.
It really is. I hadn't even thought about
you
that.
Know?
It is 100% up to him. She got nothing in that decision.
Nothing.
It sounds like it's a her thing because she's like, am I the jerk if I make him tell his mom? Because he ain't going to tell his mom unless she told him to tell his mom.
She did say having him tell his mom, which is even worse.
So he's the one that's got to do it.
What does he think?
Ooh, dang, son.
that makes me think she's the jerk.
Right.
Because it's like, well, does he want his mom there?
But she wants to be the one to take care of him.
This is the classic, you know, I've only been married once.
For sure.
And never again. I had a great relationship with my mother-in-law, I felt like. But you all the time you see these people go, I can't stand my mother-in-law. These women, boom, boom, they bump heads because they both want to be the matriarch. And you can't both be the matriarch.
Nah, you can't
you
both be.
You just can't.
In your own households, sure. Yeah. But now you're outside of the household. You're in a public space. Who takes precedence? The mother or your woman? Dog.
That's what makes this so hard. This is the moral dilemma.
I initially lean towards not the jerk. I do.
Sure.
I really do. But then you got these layers going, and I'm like, ooh.
Because I'm just saying.
You know what? I don't even want to decide.
I don't either. Let's let everybody else. Everybody, there's people triggered right now. Trust me.
Guaranteed.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
1-414-533-1037. That is the number you can call or you can text. Somebody texted in and said, super weird if he wants his mom there. And I'm 40 and I call my mom when I need her, man.
No, not weird at all.
I don't think you ever stop calling your mom or dad if you sometimes.
Major surgery? Mommy.
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 Come here.
Mommy, please. Mommy, sopa.
Which maybe points to that she's wrong for this, which would make her the jerk.
Yeah.
Ooh. Somebody else, people are saying jerk, not jerk. Okay, well, we were going to talk to you next. I can't wait to hear what people say.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So today on the show, Patty wrote in, Facebooked us. You can always write in, am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com or slide into the DMs like she did.
It's encouraged.
It's basically the age old, who gets to come to the hospital with the man, the wifey or the mom?
The chicken or the egg. For real though.
Because she wants to be anonymous and she said, am I the jerk for not wanting my fiance's mom to spend the night at the hospital with us when he has surgery and goes in? He's going to be in there for 5 nights. She said, there's not enough room, I don't think.
I don't think.
Lindsay is in Muskego this morning. Let's pull her up. No, don't get stressed. It's going to get paid. Lindsay, good morning.
Oh, no.
Four, no? She's on four.
What?
Yes, we got her. I see her. Whoop. Oh, Lindsay. Whew, phew. Lindsay.
You got nervous.
Oh, my gosh. Lindsay, good morning. Lindsay? Where'd she go? Where'd she go?
Here. I'm here.
What, are you muted
you
us?
You good?
Are you okay?
Okay, we got you. We good. We're here. You're
hey,
here.
Lindsay. Hey, how's it going, girl?
Good morning.
Lindsay.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm here.
What's going on? Can you turn your radio down? I'm not sure what's happening now.
Is there a little confusion?
I have it on the radio.
Okay, good.
Okay.
You've been on the radio many a times. This is the only time we've had a weird moment with you. You all right?
I'm good. I didn't want to go, so maybe that's why.
Maybe. Who knows?
This is Lindsay, right?
Yeah, Lindsay from Muskego.
Okay. And we just met Lindsay this weekend.
You did. I was dressed as Wreck-It Ralph with my hubby and son.
It was nice to meet you. It was nice. DZ and I got to meet you at Trunk or Treat.
It was a good time.
Lindsay.
She's
Patty
a jerk, guys.
Oh, she went right to it. She said, no, she's a jerk, guys.
Mm-hmm, go on.
She's a jerk for two reasons. Sometimes people just need their moms.
Amen.
You, but sometimes you just need your mom. When I'm sick, all I want is my mom to come rub my head, and I'm almost 40. Like, mom, can you just come rub my head? I don't feel good.
Please,
she
mom.
She never does, but sometimes that's all you want.
She never does.
But also,
but I call her.
He's going to drive you crazy post-op. You're going to need someone to give you a break, girl. Like, you need someone to come give you a break from your man who's driving you crazy because he's in pain. He's whining.
Get married, they said. She's right. Like, no. She's like, dude. She's like, have the mom come so you can kind of deal with him.
Well, something that I keyed in
you
on.
You can take turns. Take turns dealing with it.
That's right. The thing. Work together.
Well, Lindsay, something that I keyed in on, she wasn't saying mom can't come. She's just saying she doesn't want mom to stay there. You feel me? So she just doesn't want her sitting there 24/7 while they're here. Right.
Potato, potato.
Ooh.
She's not wrong. It's basically saying I don't want you around when you're not even the patient.
Yeah. Mm,
true.
Like, give someone a bad taste in the mouth. Like, hey, come here for 2 minutes and then you gotta leave.
But you can't spend the night. And so, let somebody tell me that about Owen or Hudson.
Yeah,
let them
try.
How
let them
awkward tell is that conversation?
Let Owen's partner go, yeah, you can't come and spend the night at the hospital with us.
Be like, oh yeah?
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah?
Hmm.
Oh really?
Bet.
You know where you're gonna be sleeping on the bench outside the hospital because I'm gonna be sleeping in the hospital.
You gonna fight me for it or what?
Step up, my guy. All right, thanks for calling, Lindsay. We'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you later.
Have a good one.
You too.
She didn't miss a beat.
Not a beat. Well, on the front end a little bit.
Just a little. Amanda's in Waukesha this morning. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Now, Lindsay didn't miss a beat. She said jerk before I could even ask the question. So.
Big old jerk.
Ooh.
Second big old jerk. Let me guess, you're married.
I am.
All these wives are like, jerk!
I am. And my mother-in-law would fight me if I told her she could not come. But here's my bigger reason why she's a jerk. Mm-hmm. She wants this man who's dealing with pain, who's dealing with the surgery, whatever else, to be the one to have that conversation.
She's
putting stuff on him he doesn't have time for right now.
That part. Or
if she wants to work that out, she needs to stop being a little girl and talk to the mom herself.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. We always say, you know, like, deal with it. You'd go deal with it.
Right.
But then...
own up to it.
But then, you know what somebody else is going to say back to that? They're going to go, well, where's he in all this? Why isn't he talking to his mom? It goes both ways.
Because
you know what I mean?
Because
he's in a lot of pain.
And he wants her there.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. And we all want our mommies.
And he's afraid to tell his future wife that he wants his mom there.
Maybe.
Yep. And like Lindsay said, she's going to get sick of him. And maybe if she were to phrase it like, these couches are uncomfortable, this recliner's uncomfortable. I want you to be comfortable. I'll take the night shift. You can take the day shift.
Well, and why don't you just go home and come back in the morning?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's going to be okay, right?
It's not like nobody's going to check in on him. He is in the hospital.
Why don't you just go all day and come back in the morning?
Yeah.
Hello?
Well, to be there. You want to be there for your person.
I know, but
always.
It's okay if you have to leave during sleep hours. Because as my friend who's a nurse just texted in, the nurses don't want them there either. Like, the staff is probably like, yo, both of you get out.
It does make it harder when you've got somebody hovering, going like, "What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing now?" And what are you doing?
Yeah. And if they're not even married yet, if she's just a fiance,
ooh.
I don't know if she has that pull yet.
Ooh.
And you know what? Somebody else texted in. They're both being jerks because there's plenty of qualified nursing staff and support staff in the hospital. It's not necessary for any family member to even spend the night unless it's a small child. So they're saying the nurses don't want you there anyway. Get the hell out.
Dang.
I get it.
Dang.
What goes down on the night shift, ladies?
For real though. Oh my God. I see the night nurses are out here reckless.
They're like, y'all, get out.
Get out.
It's our turn.
Bye.
Yep. They're kicking everybody out regardless, so stop arguing about it.
Thanks. Amanda.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Oh,
have a good one.
Hey, Amanda.
Yeah.
Did you go trick-or-treating in Waukesha last night?
We made a hot lap around our subdivision, and even my kids were like, yeah, nope, we're done.
I can't believe anybody went. I'm still in shock. But hey, I'm glad you got out. Thanks for calling, Amanda.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Santino is last but not least, and so we'll get his opinion, see what he thinks. Santino!
What's the word?
Hey, good morning, good morning.
I have no idea which way you're going on this because you're the tiebreaker. Well, actually, you're not the tiebreaker. They both said jerk.
Did you bring your broom, though?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, I did. I did bring my broom. My youngest boy, my 10-year-old, said, oh, she's a big jerk.
Mm. Ooh. Clean sweep today. Why do you say jerk?
Well, first off, you can't take a man from his mom like that. I mean, I'm a mama's boy.
Yeah.
Rest her soul.
Mm-hmm.
If she wanted to be there, I had a major surgery. I was in the hospital for a month. My mom flew up and took care of me.
Wow.
I mean, give her the honor of taking care of her baby. That's her baby. Like, don't try to me. You're trying to come in between that relationship. You're going to lose.
Wait, Santino, how did your wife feel when your mom came? Was she relieved?
No, we weren't together at that point.
Oh, she came when you weren't with your wife. I got it. Then, because I was like thinking, well, if you did call your mom, how did your wife take that? Since we're talking about this,
true.
Right?
My wife would have been like, "Thank you, Jesus, give me a break from that man.
Somebody else can deal with him. Oh God, I'm going to the bathroom.
That's
I'm going to take a hot shower. I'm going to the spa.
Right?
Bye, bye.
She'd be buying us dinner every night. She'd be doing everything to keep us together.
Santino's wife would be like, "Do you want to stay another night? You can.
Right?
You're more than welcome, Mama.
She's like, you know, The Bachelor's on tonight. Do you want to stay another night, Mom? Because I got to go home and watch my show." People are texting in, mostly jerks. They say jerk. Both are jerks. They should have figured this out beforehand. Jerk, maybe the mother-in-law's there to support her, too. Say you're a team, not against each other.
Well, that's a way to look at it and probably the best way to spin it. Or else somebody's going to feel some type of way, y'all.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody else said, jerk, Mom was there first and she won't be around forever.
Aww.
Well,
and that is sweet, but my thing is, take shifts. Like, a mom can give you a break so you can decompress and and relax and take a load off and do some things you got to do so mm-hmm. you're not worrying so much. Right. I mean, that's what a mom does. If it was her child, she would want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Let her take some of that pressure and stress off of you, yeah. too. Yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Sweet, yeah. though.
We feel our kids' pain anyway, so we might as well be there since we're right? already thinking about it.
For real. Santino.
Right. For 9 months, why not?
Mm-hmm. Clean sweep. Thanks, Santino.
All right, later.
Bye. Later, fam.
Clean sweep. She needs to let the mother-in-law come.
I mean, we didn't decide it. Y'all did. Clean sweep jerk today.
All right. Now, let's give away these Jonas Brothers tickets because they're coming less than 20 days now. We're to 19 days now till they're at Fiserv Forum.
T-minus.
You could be going 1-414-533-1037. You want to go see the Jonas Brothers when they come to Fiserv Forum on November 20th? It is November. Happy November, everybody. Today's the 1st.
19 days away.
They're coming this month before Thanksgiving. The boys are back. This month. It's November. Cool. They're going to be back. Jonas Brothers coming to Fiserv Forum on November 20th. Nicole's in Waukesha this morning. Hey, Nicole.
Morning.
Hi.
What are you up to this morning?
I am sitting in my work parking lot waiting to go to work.
And what do you do?
I work at a credit union.
Oh, with the money, honey.
Handling them big books. Well, we won't keep you. We'll talk to you later. Have a great day,
Bye.
Nicole. Bye.
Unless you have money to pay for these.
Did I win?
Win what?
Win what?
Tickets. Jonas Brothers. Did I?
Okay. Yeah, you did.
Yay!
I love you, Nicole. She's like, wait.
She said, no.
Yeah,
this is not.
A funny story. I actually won tickets with you guys for them when my nieces were young. They're in their 20s now. They're grown up. So now I get to bring my daughter.
Ooh.
She's 10.
That turnover, I love it.
Oh, so you won tickets when the Jonas Brothers were kids.
Right.
And yes. now you have kids of your own, and you're yes. taking, aww.
Yay.
She now went from the coolest aunt to the coolest mom. Look at that parallel.
Aww. Oh, I'm shaking. I'm so excited. I've been trying to win tickets. I don't even care where we sit. Ah. It'll be exciting. Well, it's her first concert.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you don't care where you sit, because they're free.
Listen, and Nicole? Yeah. Nicole, let me just tell you, there's not a bad seat in the house, especially when the Jonas Brothers are
yes,
in town.
Yes, girl. But I do appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
We do have winners every now and then go, where am I sitting? And I go, yeah, they're free. That's where you're sitting.
I don't care. Yes, it's free.
You're so sweet. Oh, Nicole, we're so happy for you. And I love this
thank
full
you.
Circle moment for you.
This is great.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Well, have a great time at the show. Hold on, okay? I got to get more info.
Okay.
Because you did win.
very much so. Won. Don't worry about it. We was just joking.
I love these full circle moments with the Jonas Brothers. They've been around so long now that people have stories that span decades. Like, it's unbelievable.
She literally said, I took my nieces when they were kids. Now they're in their 20s. Mm-hmm. My 10-year-old daughter's on deck next.
Woo-wee.
And she's going to go to all those shows.
She is. Another chance for you to win these tickets tomorrow, same time. And don't forget, we have tickets to see New Kids on the Block at 8:40 because they are coming to town as well next summer to the American Family Insurance Amphitheater. So the winning never stops here at Kiss FM. All right, get to work. Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, we've got a baby name.
Aw, what's the name?
Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian haven't had the baby yet, but they're having a baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
And very soon, just like you.
Right. I think our due dates are pretty close, actually.
You must be very close because it's like the first week in November and you're due like the second or third, if not already.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. We're both full term.
I was hoping Aaron would go into labor at Trunk or Treat on Saturday, and she didn't. Then I was hoping she'd go into labor at the Bucks game. That would have been wild.
And then she didn't.
She didn't.
She did have some contractions, though. We're getting closer and closer, y'all, but it's not about us. Not yet, at least.
Yes, it is. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker naming their baby boy Rocky.
Rocky?
Rocky, what'd you say, 13 is the middle name?
It's Rocky, 13. 13 is the middle name. 13 is indeed Roman numerals, if you were wondering.
Wait, stop. They're giving it Roman numerals as the middle name?
XIII.
Okay, whatever.
Rocky 13. And now we got to change our baby name because we were going to name our baby Rocky 13.
You were not. Are you gonna give us the baby name?
I can say the name. I'm not going to tell you right now.
Oh, damn. Okay, will you tell us on the show? Can we do it this week? Because what if she goes into labor and we don't have it?
Well, I don't know. All right, let's do it today then.
You're going to do it today?
I'm down to do it today.
You are not.
We'll do it in this hour.
What?
Say I won't. Say I won't.
You're going to reveal the baby name?
Say I won't.
You won't.
I will.
You
bet. Won't. Okay, bet. Bet. Now we are. But I want to play a game, though.
Oh, okay.
I got an idea. I got an idea.
He's going to tell the baby name. He's going to tell the baby name.
If Courtney and Travis can reveal the name and they haven't had the baby yet, why can't we? Like I said, I want our baby's name and high spirits for everybody, you know, so when this baby comes, they already got the aura of him here, you know?
I know, and I can't wait. Now I'm excited. We're going to find out the baby name before 9 o'clock. All right, you can get on the Odyssey app if you're getting out of the car and you want to hear. This is going to be good. By the way, the name was Rocky. I'm just repeating that one more time for everybody. And your baby name now, I'm excited.
Well, we got to change it from Rocky 13, too, Stop so it. I got to call my wife real quick. We got to think of a new name.
I guess we're going to find out next. You better make sure your wife's cool with this.
Oh, yeah, I should probably do that.
We're finding out before 9. Let's go. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Now, not only do we have new Kids on the Block tickets before 8:40, but something big is happening, because if you're serious, I'm serious.
I'm down. Oh, you said you won't. You better. Oh, bet I won't. Bet I will.
I love it. I love all I have to tell DZ is you won't do it to get him to do something.
It's like a dare.
I'm the same way.
Oh, tell me I can't. Oh, bet.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, tell me don't.
Go.
Okay.
Well, you're having a baby very soon.
Any day now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My wife is getting closer and closer. Our due date is originally the 17th of November. So literally any day now.
Literally any day. You said you were going to tell us the name on this show.
Yeah.
Are you really going to?
I'm going to reveal it. I will.
Are?
I'm down. I'm going to do it today.
Okay.
Like, literally soon.
Okay.
But I'm not just going to freely give y'all the name. Come on now. Y'all know that's not how it works. You got to pay the man. Well, not really pay. You know what I mean.
I was like, you really need cash? I'm gonna see what I got in my purse.
Drop my Venmo. Once I hit $5,000, I'll reveal the name. JK, JK.
Then what do we do with the $5,000? He's like, Ellie, you're not getting the $5,000. Okay, how are you going to do this?
No,
you're going to let people guess?
Yeah, man. Just like when we revealed the gender, let you guys guess. We're going to expand it, because this one's not easy. You're going to guess the name.
You want people to call in and try to guess the name. If they get it, will you say yes?
I will. If they do get it, I will say yes, that is the name. But I want y'all to try to guess it.
Do you think we will get it?
It is. I mean, it's a boy, so we're going to give him a boy name. Right? I'll give you that. And it is not gender neutral, I don't think, if that gives you any hints.
Okay, and we don't BS on this show. I know what it is.
You do know what it is.
I don't want to play on the radio and be like, I don't know. Ooh. I totally know what it is.
But I'm not
going to say a word. But I'm also not going to play along and act like I don't know either. So, because that's fake.
And
so,
if anybody does know, y'all are automatically disqualified.
Yes, if you know the name, you're out. Because I didn't realize you were telling people here and there, like family and friends.
Right.
And we were out and you go, oh yeah, it's da-da-da. And I go, what?
What?
And then I was like, am I supposed to know this? Am I allowed to know this? I felt like I had this information I wasn't supposed to know.
Top secret information. I didn't know I had this clearance.
Oh my God. I know the baby name.
I'm in the pay grade. Let's go.
And I love it, by the way.
Thank you.
And I love it. But I'm not going to say anything else other than that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Because that's your baby.
No, it's the Kiss baby.
The newest Kiss FM baby's coming.
Let's go.
We haven't had one in a long time.
Maybe that's a hint.
Its name is Kiss.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Okay, so we'll let people guess right now. 1-414-533-1037. You think you know.
You think you know.
What DZ and Aaron are naming their baby boy. And maybe you do. And maybe you don't. But if you guess right, we're going to tell you.
All guesses welcome. All guesses welcome. And we can write them down, too, to keep track of who thinks the name is what.
Have you ever considered, what if somebody calls with a name you love so much it makes you want to change? Did you ever think that this might make you more confused?
I didn't.
You're secure in the name, right?
We are secure in the name, and that's why we're revealing it.
Good.
But if somebody comes up with a better name, I mean, challenge accepted. Go ahead, do what you do.
I'm just saying, somebody could call and you're like, wait a minute, we didn't think about that one.
Listen, if my wife likes the name enough, she will willingly ask me if we're cool to change it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, you get to guess DZ and Aaron's baby name, which is due any day now. 1-414. You have to dial 1-533-1037. I see the phones already lighting up. We'll read your text and talk to you next. What is the name going to be? 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. DZ today agreed to announce what they are naming their baby.
Yeah, why not? You dared me, so I said yeah.
so excited about this. Well, the baby's coming any day now.
Right.
And we have a lot of texts. Somebody texted in and said, Benjamin, but you're going to call him Benny.
Ah. Oh, well, yeah. But the thing is, we recently put our dog down at the beginning of the world. It's coming up on a year now,
named
actually.
Benny.
And our dog's name was Benny.
So yeah. It will not be Benny.
It will not it be will Benny. Not.
Okay.
No.
Let's get to these phones and let's see what people are guessing this morning. Casey's calling from Racine. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing good. We're about to play a little guessing game, and I hear you got a guess.
I do. I'm going to go with Corbin, but I wanted to follow it. I heard your due date's on the 17th, and my birthday's on the 16th, so I don't know if you got any Scorpios in your family, but if not, watch out, because we're dangerous.
With a guess and a tip. I love it.
She's not wrong. So Corbin, is the name Corbin, DZ?
The name is not Corbin,
right.
But it is a cute name, though.
Thank you, Casey. You have a great day.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
This is great for anyone pregnant. They're going to listen to all these names and get more ideas.
We might inspire somebody else's baby name today.
Honestly, Laura is in West Bend this morning. Hey, Laura.
Good morning.
What's your baby name guess for DZ and his wife?
And go.
My guess is Cash.
Cat. Ooh.
I like that name.
Cat like. Ooh. Like does money. Dinero.
Yep, Cash Money or Johnny Cash?
Cash Money. Or Johnny Cash. Both are very welcome in our household. You feel me?
Right? Is the baby's name Cash?
And such a good name. Makes me tempt, but no, it's not Ooh. Cash. It's not Cash.
Oh, man.
Thanks for playing, Laura. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me on. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Kelly's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
What is your baby guest? What do you think DZ and Aaron are going to name their baby?
We got Corbin and Cash so far.
I think it's going to be Trayvon.
And DZ?
Maybe. No, it's not. It's not Trayvon. It's not Trayvon. Nope. That's a good guess, though.
It is a good guess.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, have a good day. Bye. That was a good guess.
People are texting in as well. We already had Benjamin or Benny on the text. Somebody said Christopher. Yes, no?
No. That's not the baby's first name. No.
Lorenzo?
No. Ooh, I like Lorenzo.
I do too. Somebody texted that in.
Call him Lo for short, or Ren or Zoe.
Are you changing? Is Lorenzo the name?
No.
I already know the name.
No.
I'm asking. Like, I don't know. Isaiah?
No. Isaiah's another good guess, but no, it's not.
I'll give you one more off the text before we get back to the phones. Ezra.
Oh, Ezra. Such a good name. That is actually one we considered.
Ooh.
And something along those lines. Yeah, we looked through a few. Because my wife, I don't know if y'all do remember, I did drop a hint, which may or may not give you some knowledge.
Yeah.
My wife originally wanted to go with an E name. So Ezra was one that we peeped.
Starts with an E. Why did she want an E name?
Because her name starts with an E.
Oh, for Aaron. Duh. And there. Sorry, I had to catch up there. My bad, Aaron. Heather.
But no. So not Ezra, though. It's not Ezra.
Okay.
And I will drop one more hint. The name also does not start with an E.
Okay, good to know. So cut out your E guesses right now.
That's one hint, yo.
Okay, let's go to Amanda, who's calling from Racine this morning. She's got a guess. Amanda!
Turn off for one!
All right.
Well, DZ, you broke my guess because I knew that Aaron wanted it to be with an E, I thought. Mm-hmm. And I was going off of your kid Samuel's name, so I was thinking Emmanuel.
Samuel and Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Manny and Sammy.
Aw, jinx.
Dang, you got me considering. Hold
she
on, Amanda. Emmanuel.
E-Man.
What's it? You got time. You got a couple weeks.
She said E-Man. He said E-Man. Okay, Emmanuel. It's not Emmanuel, though.
It's not Emmanuel.
Because we know it's not an E.
No.
So, okay, Amanda, thank you for calling.
Great name, though.
Have a good day.
You too, bye.
Somebody texted in Kingston.
That name goes hard.
I do like Kingston. Gwen Stefani has a Kingston.
Oh, really?
Her and Gavin Rosdale have a Kingston.
No
yeah.
clue. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
and it's a tube stop in London.
Okay. All right. If anything helps, we tried to pick a name that will sound good in English and in Spanish.
Well, then let's go to Olivia in Kenosha. Maybe her guess is going to get it. Olivia, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you've heard some of the guesses so far. We've had Corbin, Trayvon, Christopher, Lorenzo, Isaiah, Ezra, Kingston, and Emmanuel, and Benjamin, if I didn't say that one. None of those were it.
I have a Lorenzo, so that's a great name. But I was also going for, the same first initial.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking Sammy's little brother is going to be Santana.
Oh, like the guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Ooh, I wish I would have thought of that first. Dang.
So that ain't it.
That ain't it. But that is such a good guest. Oh, I love that name. I love that name.
Well, have another.
Whoa, chill.
Have another.
Chill.
I said,
so it's okay.
You guys can change it at the last minute and really throw everybody off.
Olivia, chill. Allie, chill. Oh, this is another one.
Thanks, Olivia.
Thank you. Bye.
Somebody texted in Mateo. No?
We know Mateo, and he's a great dude. But no, the name is not Mateo.
Another text, Alex.
No, a little too generic. No disrespect to all the Alexes. I got plenty homies.
Oh, I can't even catch up. These texts are coming in so hot right now. Let's go to Salethia in Racine. Hey, girl. Salethia, good morning. You're on the radio.
Salethia.
Hello, you're on the radio. Okay, put her on hold. She's listening through the radio.
She's not listening.
Let's go to Bella in Kenosha right now. Bella. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. All right, girlfriend. You there?
Good morning.
Good morning. You've heard some of the guesses so far. DZ says he's going to announce the baby name.
And I've given some tips.
So excited. I know. I just want one more. Just give me one more.
One more. Oh, ooh.
Come on.
One more tip.
It's a boy name.
Really? Really, DZ? I'll give you the
it's more than five letters long.
Oh.
The name is more than five letters long.
Okay.
That's the last tip I'm giving.
More than five letters long.
Well, I'm going with my first one because I had two. I was going back and forth between Solomon.
Solomon. Biblical, strong.
Makes me think of Sister Wives, though. Prophetic. They have a kid named Solomon. I can't help it.
The other one was Sunny because I thought that would be cute.
It is a cute name.
Sunny and Sammy.
It makes me think of salmon. It does.
Yeah.
And I love salmon, but I don't want nobody to clown my kid and be like, oh, salmon.
Whoever's listening named Solomon, I'm sorry. We both just said we don't like your name.
No, I like the name.
It sounds like salmon, and I said it reminds me of the kid on Sister Wives. It's not the most positive feedback we just gave for that name, okay?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. As much as I do, Touche, it's not the name.
It is cute, though.
It's not the name. Mm-hmm. Call him Solo for short. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
All right, Bella, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Can't wait to find out. Bye.
Let me read some of the texts before we do the big reveal. Finn, Remy, or Leo?
Finn, Remy, or Leo.
Either of those three?
No, no, and no. That ain't it.
That ain't it.
That ain't it.
Mason.
Ooh.
Skyler.
Oh, one of my best friends from back in the day used to be called Skyler. I forgot about that name.
Archie and Theo.
Nope. And we've got a Theo in the family already, so definitely
Mason,
not.
Mason, Skyler. I'm writing these down so we don't re-guess them all. Archie and Theo. And let's take one more call. Let's try Salethia.
Let's try. I want to get her
see
guess
if she's
in.
Caught up. Salethia, good morning.
You here yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Salethia.
It's okay. Now, it's confusing. Okay, make sure you're not near the radio or turn it down, and we need to know what your guess is.
You the last guess.
I think they're going to name him after his dad, so he's going to be a junior.
Ooh, a junior.
So DZ's real name is Daniel.
Yeah, my first name, yes.
Daniel. D stands for Daniel.
Yes.
So you think it's Daniel Jr.
Yes.
Got it.
All right. Guess taken.
Is it a Daniel Jr.?
It's not going to be a junior. Ah! No.
All right.
But great guess, though, Salethia. Mm-hmm. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm sorry. There's too many names getting texted in. They're fantastic. What about Alejandro?
Alejandro. Nope. No.
Sebastian?
Not Sebastian either, but a great name. I got a cousin named Sebastian.
Miguel?
Not Miggy. Nope.
Gabriel?
Not Gabriel either.
Xavier?
Not Xavier. Nope.
Aaron?
Nah, negative.
Like his mom, but with an A instead of an E was the Aaron.
Aaron. Nope.
Elijah?
That was one we considered, but nope.
Zacharias?
Ooh, great name. Nope.
Andre?
Mm-mm.
Marco?
Nope.
Sean?
Nah.
Javier?
Nope.
Angelo?
Nope.
That's
one of my brothers, though.
Dinero.
Instead of cash? Dinero.
Oh, that's cute. Okay. Luis?
Luis, I should say.
Well, this is Luis.
L-U-I-S? Mm-hmm. Not Luis, no.
Carlos?
Not Carlos.
Anthony?
Not Anthony.
Leon?
Not Leon.
Joseph?
Mm-mm, no Joseph.
She said that sounds good in English and Spanish. Shay from Watertown texted that in.
It does.
Antonio?
Not Antonio. Not Tony.
Silas?
Ooh.
Romeo?
Nope.
Diego?
Nope.
Luciano?
Ooh.
I know it sounds sounds like I'm just reading a book, but I'm reading every. These are texts we got.
People went in.
We have so many texts I'm trying to keep up.
Oh, they're still coming in, too.
Marlo Enrique.
Oh, Kike. No.
Giovanni.
No. Good name, though.
Damien.
Nope.
Angel.
That's my dad's name.
I was going to say Angel's your dad's name. I did know that.
Listen, he's not getting a junior.
Grayson.
Nah, good name, though.
Israel.
No.
Isaac.
No.
Andrew.
I feel like I'm saying a lot of no.
People texted in everything you could think of. All right.
I even see the name Avi, Ezekiel, Julius.
Julian.
Jinx. Not Julian or Julius.
I see Sosa. They said, so you'll have a Sammy and a Sosa. Okay, if you know who Sammy Sosa is.
And if you do know, I am a fanatico of Los Cubbies, so that is a great, great, great guess, but I'm not a diehard over here. Mm-hmm. I ain't naming no kid after Sammy Sosa.
We have so many texts coming in right now. It's unbelievable. Okay, so are you... Somebody said, say it already, please, in all caps.
Somebody chomping at the bits.
We named a lot of names here.
We got like 50 plus names here.
And we still have to give away New Kids on the Block tickets.
I know.
So, somebody texted in, Raphael.
Rafa, no Rafas.
Ishmael.
Oh, Ismael.
Sure. Clayton.
No Clayton. Mm-mm. Somebody said Rocky.
Somebody texted Rocky. In, I'm late for work, waiting for him to say it.
Ooh, that's your fault, not mine. You could have downloaded the Odyssey app and listened on your way in.
All right. Elliot, Brooks, Harrison, Efren, the texts keep coming in.
And they're going to keep coming in, and I'm going to keep saying nope, 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 nope.
Okay. Because
I didn't think y'all was going to guess it. But somebody got close.
They did.
Somebody got pretty, pretty close.
They did.
They just didn't elaborate. Cilynthia.
Cilynthia got close?
Cilynthia was closest on the money. So here, listen here.
She said she thought it was going to be a junior, and you said it's not a junior.
It's not a junior.
Okay.
It's because we made a hybrid.
What does that mean?
Our son's name is going to be Danison. Danison.
Love it.
Danison. Son of Danny. Because my family calls me Danny.
Ah.
Danison. Danison.
Danison. I love it.
We're gonna call him Danny for short. Of course, naturally.
Yes.
So Danny and Sammy.
We're gonna have a Danny and a Sammy. Danny is the name.
So it's like Danison,
I love.
It's a hybrid junior. I don't exactly get the junior, nor did I necessarily care for. I mean, everybody wants a junior, but I wanted it to be special, right? Mm-hmm. Not just straight up junior.
I always said when I had kids there was not gonna be no juniors. Like I was very no, we're not doing your name. No offense, DZ.
No, you good.
Because you have to be into that thing. You know, you have to be into having a junior.
And then imagine in the house, everybody's going,
everybody's calling her by the
Daniel.
Wrong name. No, other one.
Two of us. No, the other one. No, it's never the one you're calling.
What did your parents call you growing up?
Danny.
They called you Danny.
Yeah.
And they call you still Danny?
My mom to this day will call me Danny. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And she's one of the few people that actually calls me Danny. My mom and my little sister.
Yeah. Really your wife calls you Daniel.
Yeah, my wife full names me all the time. I think I'm in trouble.
She's like, I stuck to Daniel, and he said, which always sounds so funny to me, because I'm like, you mean DZ?
Yeah, right.
So the name is Danison.
Danison.
Love it.
Danison. You heard it here first, y'all. So when you speak on them in positive energy. Let's bring Danison into this world the right way, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
I can't wait to meet him. People are texting in. DZ, I love that. I love it. Yay, that's cute. Aw, I love it. People love it.
I'm glad you guys enjoy
it's
it because
so
I ain't gonna cap. I was maybe a little bit worried about the name and hoping that not that I was caring about anybody thinking that the name was bad or wrong or whatever, but it was one of those feelings where I'm like, okay, I want to pick a good name, something that's gonna stand out, something that's gonna make everybody feel good, and this feels like one.
I love it. I think it's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The name is
Danison.
Gonna call him Danny. Aw, Julian Oak Creek. I love the name. A girl from West Bend, I think Sukiana, said, my boyfriend's name is Denison.
See? Their spin. Son of Dennis.
Whoever typed in the Karate Kid, stop it. They're saying like Daniel's son. Like, stop it.
I've heard the joke already. Yeah.
And then somebody above that wrote, so well thought out.
Appreciate y'all.
Aw, I love it, Danison. And the name, the baby. I don't want to move on. I don't want to give away tickets. I just want to talk about the baby name.
We got to. What are you talking
okay, fine.
About?
All right. We're going to give away tickets. 414-533-1037. You know, if you're caller 30 right now, we're going to send you to see New Kids on the Block when they come to town. You can't even buy tickets yet.
Oh, yeah. We're putting you on.
Boom. Caller 30. You're going to the show. Good luck.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.